This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. On Sunday night, we're at Quincy Raceways. We're with tonight's IMCA Sport Mod feature winner, Tony Dunker. Tony, another good Sport Mod feature night, another strong car.
We raced 6 out of the last 10 days and had a good car every night. Fell a little bit short, ran out of laps last night at Burlington. Ended up second by about probably 6-10 feet. But the guy's been doing a heck of a job on the car. I mean, they're making good calls to what the track is, and the car's working for us.
On the first restart, you got down the bottom, got by the 73 car. Then on the next restart, you kind of went to the middle and went on the outside of the 20 to take the lead.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where I was. I wanted to work the bottom, see if I was going to be a place to race him late in the race if he bobbled out. But I didn't want to give away the bottom on the restart. I knew I could pass him on the outside, so I couldn't get a spot on the bottom. Was running out of laps. I think there was 4 to go, and I shot outside of him there and found some traction. And
your car stuck. You went right by.
Yeah, it sticks good. Like I said, the guys, they've tried a lot of new stuff on the car, and we just keep getting more advanced on the car, I think. And it's a good feeling. The guys are working hard, and we're taking the car home in one piece, and that's the important thing on finishing up front. You got to get through the battle to win the fight. So the guys are working hard. I'm driving good, and things are going good for us.
Thought I was going to be talking to you twice there tonight for a while.
Yeah, Evel stepped out of town for a while and let us borrow. He left the keys in the 30C machine, and we've been working with him on the tire and shock package, and he's got a good working car there. And I got to the front and got a little anxious when I saw that 40 car, and I don't know what they call that, but gave it a little too much gas in the corner. But came back up through there a little bit. I don't know what to think about it, though. We don't need a stock car, that's for sure.
How's it feel after driving a Sport Mod, jumping in a stock car?
I tell you what, they're real close. I've never drove two different classes that the car's as close as those. And like I said, the shocks that we're working with Avon are it's something we tested tonight when he was gone, and I think he's going to be happy with what we got on the car there. So I think Abe, nice of him to let us drive the car. You know, we told him we were going to test some shocks and some tire stuff that we did, and I think it worked out pretty good for us. So good night all in all.
Got your crew, same crew as usual here. Help me in tonight. Who all you got?
Yeah, but these guys follow me everywhere. Chad even drove himself up to Marshalltown Tuesday night. We had a good car up there and won a $1,000 race with a bunch of good cars. And I mean, these guys just never say quit. They're at the shop twice a week and checking every nut and bolt, every part, and that's what it takes. I mean, we got a good car at the end and straight tires and straight panels, and that's what gets you the wins.
Been a pretty good weekend for you.
Yeah, I had a good weekend. We're off Friday, Saturday, just race Sunday. Going to take the little guy and take him on a little mini vacation, maybe get away for a while.
Who you got for sponsors on your Sport Mod this year?
Tony Dunker. She's the one who rebuilt the car after a bad crash, and she keeps us going. Pat, my brother, with Dunker Concrete, Sleep Tight, Tim's Machine Shop, Fastenal, and Griffin Sign Shop keeps us rolling.
Tony Dunker, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track, and congratulations on the Sport Mod feature win tonight at Quincy, and congratulations on the feature win Saturday night.
All right, Dave. Thank you very much. Great night of racing here, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you.